Twilight. Part 3. Here from page 134, where Ramp again short comes into the theme of the higher planes of existence and more on the overself in connection with answering a question about whether the gardeners of Earth should have to interfere directly here, and he say that they don't want that, if they can avoid it ellipsis points. In the astral plane you cannot meet people with whom you are antagonistic, and of course the higher you go the more compatible you are with the people around you. Now, you can usually get up to about the ninth plane of existence and then you no longer find that the overself is sending out puppets. Instead there is only one extension from the overself, after the ninth plane. Of course there are a vast number of planes of existence, and you go on and on getting more and more dimensions, but there would be no point in trying to discuss some of these other dimensions, unless you have been there, because there is no point of reference. How would you, for example, discuss atomic theory with an ant who was more interested in getting on with the ordinary business of day-to-day living? How could you discuss nuclear thermoelectrics with a bee who was far more interested in going out and collecting pollen, or whatever they collect, so that the process of making honey could continue? No, until you have had experience of other dimensions you are not able to discuss them. It's like having a year-old baby trying to discuss brain surgery with one of our leading surgeons. But there is no limit to how high you can go. Remember the old saying that there is always plenty of room at the top of the ladder. And, you see, God is not an old gent with a beard and a shepherd's crook who comes along and hooks in all the wayward limbs. God is a different thing altogether, nothing that you can understand down here. Here your nearest conception of a god is a Manu, that is, one of the branch managers who looks after this particular departmental store which we call Earth. Under him he has a lot of assistant managers who look after continents, lands, and cities. They seem to have made a pretty poor show of it of late, don't they? Think of all the commotion in America, in Cambodia, in Vietnam, in the Middle East, and now in Cyprus. I think all these manas should be sent back to take a special postgraduate course or something. But anyway, that is getting away from the subject. So the answer is that you can go as high as your capacity will allow, and there is no reason at all why you should not reach the top and reach Buddhahood. That is what Buddhism is about, anyway. Can we of this physical plane learn of and effectively use astrology for the good of the living? If so, what is the true source of astrological teachings? Many, many years ago astrology was extraordinarily accurate, because it was founded on a new science, the influence of the stars on objects of this earth, humans, animals, plants, etc., had been predicated, and those assumptions were accurate so long as the zodiac remained, as it was, when the assumptions were made. Now, a few thousand years later, the zodiac is different and the predictions, the forecasts are all wrong. I personally believe that astrology, as it is in the West nowadays, is just a waste of time. It is utterly inaccurate for the simple reason that no allowance has been made for the difference in the configuration of the zodiac. In the very Far East such allowances have been made and the horoscopes there are very very much more accurate. I know this, everything that was predicted for me, by astrologers in the very Far East has come true, every damn thing. I have had my horoscope done several times in the West and each time the predictions could hardly have been more incorrect, they might have been doing a horoscope for a different person, their efforts have proved to be ludicrous. More letters and questions to be answered. Here from page 146. Naked in the astral. Here is something I am sure will make you laugh. I will copy it out for you now. So the letter from one who have learned to travel in the astral, which says, last night, when I was astral traveling I decided to go on a teaching spree. Suddenly, as I was walking along I noticed I had a beautiful orange saffron robe on. I was so thrilled. Astral clothes are so beautiful. I had decided I was going to teach some people when suddenly, as I was walking along the saffron robe disappeared and I was stark naked. My mind went blank. The last thing I remember is standing naked in the middle of a public building without any clothes on. Yes, that's what happens, you see. People go into these things without any preparation. This person did indeed get into the astral but forgot to keep a corner of the mind, astral mind, continually on her clothing, so as soon as she decided that she was going to teach some people who already knew more than she did, the little bit of her mind which should have been dealing with clothes switched off, and then, well, she was embarrassed standing in the middle of this public building with, no doubt, quite a crowd of interested onlookers. Well, wouldn't you be interested as well, if you suddenly saw a woman appear naked in front of you? The streakers nowadays seem to attract a lot of attention, so you judge for yourself what your reactions would be. Flying saucers and submarines. This particular person wants me to mention her by name, but unfortunately I can't even read her name, and I can't read her address either, because she didn't give any. So I can only refer to her as the Nameless One. She also wants to know when will flying saucers start coming in great numbers. Well, actually, I shall be surprised if there are not more reports of flying saucers in the immediate future, and I am going to suggest something to you. Just think of this, you will have read from time to time that naval ships of Norway, Denmark, Sweden or somewhere else have bottled up a submarine in one of the fjords, and there is no possible way for it to escape. Fine, we read all about that, we hear all about it on the radio, and we are convinced that this unknown submarine which, it is hinted, must obviously be Russian is bottled up, it cannot escape. Warships of the United Nations are there in force with all their submarine detection gear and they are ready to blow the submarine straight out of the water, if it doesn't surrender. You've read about that in the newspapers, haven't you? You've heard it on the radio, haven't you? All right, now think of this, did you ever hear of any result? Did you? I think you did not, because everything is hushed up, and I have reason to believe that there are UFOs which come from inside the Earth and which are able to navigate underwater, just as submarines do, and I believe that these UFOs are sometimes detected by ships of different nations, but these UFOs can always escape. There was a prediction made many years ago to the effect that this year, 1974, there would be a confrontation between ships of the world and a UFO under the water. The prediction is to the effect that there would be a collision between a submarine and a UFO, and some of the UFO people would be rescued and then it would be seen quite clearly that they were not humans, as the term is understood on the surface of the Earth. Predictions could be a little time out, you know, so I really think something like that will happen in 1974 or 1975, if it has not already happened. I say, if it has not already happened, because it seems so strange to me that things are hushed up so much by governments. We hear that a submarine has been trapped, much commotion is caused, many reports are given, almost hour by hour reports, and then suddenly nothing more is said, everything is forgotten. No matter what inquiries are made, no one knows anything about it anymore, it's just as if it did not happen. Now, if some aliens had been found and possibly rescued from a UFO then, of course, the governments would step in and conceal all the knowledge from those who have a right to know, the people, until the governments concerned decided how the knowledge could be best turned to the advantage of the governments concerned. Here is another nice question, under what conditions can you gain access to the Akashic records to find out another person's future? You cannot, if you are a normal human without very special life, time training. The Akashic record of each person is closed and cannot be seen by any other human until the subject of that record leaves the earth and is in the Hall of Memories, where the poor wretch has to see it all and blush alarmingly. I think this particular correspondent should go to a good eye specialist, because he writes, Drive. Rampa, did you know that you have an amazing resemblance to King Faisal of Saudi Arabia? Yes, quite definitely I state that there was a picture of King Faisal on a Time magazine, and you look just like him. King Faisal, your majesty, may I offer you my humble apologies, because, if you look, Like me, well, you sure have got a load on you. Personally I don't see any resemblance, except that King Feasel has two eyes, one nose, one mouth and two ears. Yes, I have just that, two eyes, one nose, one mouth and two ears. Oh yes, then of course there must be a resemblance. But then I think King Feasel has a lot more hair than I have. I am bald, in fact the flies use the top of my head as a skating rink in hot weather. Is it possible to have a physical or astral child as a result of astral intercourse? No, not a chance, although to believe some of my correspondents it not merely is possible but it does occur. For example, when I was living at Prescott, Ontario, many years ago I had a woman write to me. I have never seen her, never been closer to her than a few hundred miles, and she told me that she was now pregnant by me and she was going to bear my child. According to her, I visited her in the astral and, let me be delicate, gave her the works. Well, that was certainly news to me. I seem to have missed all the fun, because I certainly don't know anything about it. The poor lady didn't seem to realize that the husband with whom she sleeps and with whom she presumably does other things, may have been more responsible than I was. But, anyway, I will tell you, no, it is not possible to go round in the astral impregnating women. Sorry to spoil your fun but there it is, you can't do it. Now this is a good question, it is, sometimes I see small children who seem to be talking to themselves but who are really talking to someone. They usually stare, as if they are looking directly at someone I can't see. They sometimes carry on long conversations. Who are they talking to? Nature spirits. Also, can little children see into the astral world at any time they wish? Of course these children are able to talk and see people in the astral. It is a simple matter indeed, because, when a child is small their vibrations are higher, and so they can get in touch with people in the astral whose vibrations are slower. There are also special spirit friends who look after children, in other words, fairies are real, and not until stupid parents tell children that they mustn't tell lies and of course they don't see other people do the children lose the ability. In fact parents are a child's worst friends. Parents too often think that they are omnipotent, the source of all knowledge. They try to dominate their children and they crush out and ruin natural abilities of the child. It is a very sad thing, it is adults who make it so difficult for astral people to contact this world. Do you want to smile? Well, what would you answer to a question like this, why can't Buddhist monks get married? Let me answer that with a question. The question is, why cannot Catholic priests get married? Obviously, because it is a facet of the religion, of the religious discipline. Many churches, not merely Christian churches, either, think that a man must devote his whole life to that religion. He must, in effect, marry the religion. Many churches, or many religions, believe that, if a man marries then his mind might be on other things, the attractions of his wife, for instance, and he would then not be able to give full-time attention to his religious duties. That is why Catholics and some other priests do not marry. But there are many Buddhist monks of different sects who do marry, just as there are many different types of Christian priests who do marry. Protestant priests marry, Catholic priests do not. It's just a matter of belief and that is all there is to it. I have a regular correspondence with a lady and a gentleman who have a son who has a mental defect. The son is retarded. Unfortunately, medical science does not seem able to do much for such people, and often they try to persuade the parents of such a child to commit the child to some home for the mentally defective. This particular boy is improving, and I believe that in time, with the love and care of his parents, he will become very much more normal. It seems that, when he was a baby, a doctor treated him unwisely and tried out a new drug on the small baby, giving it a dosage, which would have overpowered a strong adult. From that time on the boy has suffered very great mental strain and he cannot speak, and I believe that his mental health is improving. I have suggested that he be sent to friends on a farm, because often, if such a person is mixing with animals, etc., who are less privileged than he, then a great improvement takes place as the boy or girl does all he can, or all she can, to help and to understand the animals. In many cases a retarded child, seeing an animal, gets a type of fellow feeling. The child thinks that the animal cannot talk either, so that gives him a bond, and when such a child is given the run of a farm and given tasks within his or her capabilities, then the responsibility does start up and spark a response in the intelligence. It is such a shame, such a crime to just rush retarded people off to a mental home, when there is any hope at all that kindness at home, or kindness and understanding on a farm, will enable the retarded one to become less retarded. I have known many cases where Mongolian idiots, they are not idiots by any means, have been greatly improved by being placed in a position where they can help with animal husbandry. Do you remember in a previous book that I made a prediction that a president of the U.S.A. would be removed from office? Well, as I write this we are waiting for President Nixon to announce his resignation. Traces from earlier civilizations. Then we move forward to page 160, where he answers this on that of traces from earlier civilizations. The reader wrote, "In your books it is said that the world undergoes a sort of change of cycles, a change of civilization, but if that is so then there must be remnants of other civilizations and we never find any, so it leads me to think that you are not telling the truth. It leads me to the belief that the Bible is right and the world is only about 3 or 4 thousand years old. That fellow must be a pressman. But anyway, imagine for a moment that you are an ant playing about in some farmer's field. Well, you see this great cloud coming from the distance, and because you are a wise ant you scurry as fast as you can to the nearest tree and you shit up that tree with all 6 or 8, or whatever it is, legs. Then you get a first-class view of the world beneath you. The farmer stops his chaffing tractor and gets down and opens the gate to the field, then he gets back on the tractor and chops away through the gateway and into the field. Then, after he has scratched his head a bit, lit a cigarette, and done a mighty spit, he hitches a plow up behind the tractor. And then what was your world, the smooth surface of your world with nice green grass and good clumps of weeds, gets in a state of turmoil. The farmer is plowing. He goes on plowing and plowing, and he is deep plowing, too, so all the surface of your world, which is that field is broken up and the inner soil comes to the surface and everything is thoroughly messed up. Your friends in the ant colony disappear forever. One of the plow blades saw to that in very decisive fashion. The ant colony was tipped upside down, and then great clods of earth rained down on them and after that one of those blade things at the end of the plow sliced right through the earth covering the deceased colony, and all the sides caved in even more. On the next pass down the field one of the rear wheels of the tractor pressed everything down deep. Well, you, the last ant in all the world, your world is the field, remember, shudder with fright everything has taken on a new look. There are great cliffs of earth standing up where before there was smooth earth and perhaps grass. There is nothing that you know left anymore. But if you were given long life, I don't know how long an ant lives, you would see the winds and the rains beat down the plowed up soil until everything became smooth again. But before that, perhaps, the farmer or his boy would come along with a seeder, which is another device which turns up the earth a bit and scatters seed all over the place, and that seeder would be followed by hordes of birds. So you, poor ant, had better keep your tail down tight or you will lose it. But that is how things go on this earth. There is what we of the earth call a mighty civilization. New York, for instance, is it mighty after Watergate? Supposing the end of a cycle had come, there would be terrific earthquakes, bigger earthquakes than you had ever dreamed possible, and you wouldn't dream about them either, because you wouldn't live through them. The earthquakes would open chasms in the earth and buildings would fall in, chasms would extend perhaps half a mile, 800 meters, deep into the earth, and all the buildings which were New York would fall in. then the earth would close again, and there would be a few wriggles, and in course of time there would be no trace whatever of that mighty civilization. And the incoming oceans can hide it all. The waters would change their course. The Hudson would disappear into the earth, the seas would sweep over part of the earth perhaps, and perhaps New York's sites would become the seed, and everything that you knew of New York would have disappeared. It's not true, though, to say that everything is lost without trace forever and ever, amen, because there have been most interesting reports from deep miners. They have been digging for coal, perhaps, and far down in the depths of their mine they have come across, and this is true, a figure buried in coal, a figure which might be 15 feet long. They may also come across certain artifacts, and there have been such artifacts found and placed in museums. There have been cycles and cycles on this earth. If you go to a farm and look out across the farmland, you can say what sort of crop there was 10 years ago, can you? You can say what sort of crop there was 20 years ago, not even 5 years ago, not even 1 year ago, because everything has been plowed down. Perhaps the farmer has had a very good crop, which has depleted the earth, so he plows the land and lets it lie fallow for a year. After that he plows it again and plants a different crop, and so it goes on. The earth, too, is plowed by earthquakes, and after the earthquakes, come the floods and the tornadoes which blow the topsoil and smooth everything off and make sure that there is no trace of that which went before. So, young man, you who write and tell me that I am not telling the truth, you are talking through the back of your neck. You don't know the first thing about all this, so the sooner you read all my books, and believe them, then the better, for you.